Welcome to Natural Recovery from Suffering. This is Scott Killaby. So I've done a bunch of research on how emotional repression drives different forms of suffering. Years ago when I did the research, I found that buried anger drives a lot of anxiety. I just went through the research and updated it through AI-assisted research. And clearly, most anxiety, not all, but most, and the science says comes from buried anger. You know, instead of trying to convince you on scientific level, you can go read the science yourself if you want. I want to explain it this way from my perspective. Okay, I didn't have to deal with anxiety much past the age of 20 because I started a very heavy drug addiction at that time and just drowned that anxiety out. The addiction itself was coming from buried anger, again, like the science says, but there was anxiety at the surface before the painkiller addiction, and I'll explain that in a second, which the painkiller addiction stuffed down for me. But I remember very clearly, like in high school, probably 17 years old, I'm in a house after school with a bunch of friends. Some of them our friends, some of them are just people at the high school that are I sort of know. It's mostly a very popular crowd. And I'm gay and in the closet, and here's my girlfriend sitting next to me. And for some reason, I'm just feeling super self-conscious. And I can't even focus on what anyone is saying because the self-consciousness for me was synonymous with anxiety. People call it anxiety. But back then, I didn't have that word. I probably did, but it wasn't at the forefront of my vocabulary. But what came up for me is just being very self-conscious. Monitoring other people's reactions or perceived reactions or their thoughts, and therefore staying out of my body. That's one thing I didn't understand back then, is that being self-conscious and monitoring others keeps us safe from our own bodies more than really from them. You know, I mean, of course we have to stay safe with people, but as I've said, anxiety comes from buried anger quite often. So we're monitoring from the conditioning of buried emotions in order to stay safe from those buried emotions. And it's just like a trauma response, really. Anxiety is a response from childhood trauma of not being able to feel and express what's true, to not be able to be yourself, and to be afraid of your own emotions, and therefore yourself. And the question is, you know, who am I? I'm 17 years old, and what self am I conscious of? Well, from a non-dual perspective, there's no self there. The self-consciousness was the thoughts and the feelings and sensations about me and what people think about me. And those thoughts were coming through quickly, those feelings, and it gave a sense of me. And it was that kind of self-consciousness for me. A lot of people deal with anxiety by eventually disconnecting a lot from people, which I did too, but then I also dealt with the anxiety, as I said, through addiction. It was only years later, as you guys know the story, that I got clean and sober and eventually became a teacher and blah, blah, blah. But I felt that same self-consciousness again in, when I got clean and sober, it came back. I couldn't stuff it down with drugs and alcohol. So I remember feeling self-conscious in the 12-step program a lot, not feeling comfortable at all, but trying to and wanting to belong and feeling that I did, but just not as who I really am. I felt very awkward, actually, around people still. And that's what ultimately led me out of the 12-step program and into the spiritual awakening non-dual path. It was a way to, like, you know, I was dealing with that self-consciousness. That's why we go, to wake up from that self. Separate self-consciousness. Well, presence practices are great for anxiety. at the surface level at least, to regulate anxiety. And that happened for me is just presence regulated and helped me with anxiety. So anxiety was not my issue once the presence realizations, it just wasn't the issue, an issue. But that didn't mean that I got to the root of it. My buried anger was busy creating other suffering, as you know, after awakening diseases. And that's one of the things about the bypassing is that, see, the emotional and psychological effects of suffering can quiet for some people, like anxiety, such and such. But then the root of suffering, the buried emotions, are not touched by that. And then they can't be expressed still. So as we have this shift to presence or more awareness, then we expose ourselves, like I did, to disease, because those buried emotions, they can't be expressed, but they're expressed as disease or chronic pain or something. And we can't see any of that, of course, how and when it's going to happen, because if we stay away from buried emotions, we have no insight into that. But how I know that the science is right, trust the science more than me, but it is because I've seen it in people who came here with anxiety and they were able to bring that down by going to buried anger, skillful work consistently. But the other thing is, even when I was doing anger repression inquiry, because again, I said I didn't feel much anxiety per se, but I did have chronic nerve pain. And that had an anxious nerve pulsation with it, kind of like anxiety. And I felt that dissolve. And so it made sense that, of course, anxiety comes from buried anger, a lot of it. But also, even as one day I was doing repression inquiry, and I got, as I usually did every day, relief from that nerve pain, a change in it. And when I got up, I felt anxious a bit. I mean, not overwhelmingly so, but, you know, anxiety can be, especially if you don't live with it or feel it much, it's like the pain was better, much better. But now I was anxious and I was walking around. And as soon as I felt that, I went, no, wait, don't resist that. Because that's your life force. Felt to myself, that's it. And you've buried that anger. And here's this energy. What you've normally done, Scott, is just regulate that energy. Go back to peace. And I just knew I shouldn't do that, because that was the whole problem, is stuffing that anger down, choosing peace. And so here was this sort of anxiety. So I went back into inquiry just briefly and saw that anxiety was in fact the fear of feeling and expressing anger. So I saw it directly. Having had the chance to experience the anxiety, I had the chance to take the work down to the root. That was nice. And then, but once I learned how to do that, then of course no more anxiety, because the anxiety is the buried anger. I knew from that point on. And now it's the job of saying it to people. Luckily, KI has science on its side on this issue. God, I hope you don't get lost on the issue of, that's not really true, Scott. That science says that. Yes, it does. Go find out for yourself. But why get hung up on something like that? Arguing in the head around that. Or people will say, Scott Killaby says that all suffering comes from emotional repression. I'll say, no, I don't say that. I'll say, suffering comes from emotional repression. There are also, as I've said, genetic, environmental factors that play into things, disease and such. But it's the science itself. Go read it, or just ask AI chat, what's the main contributing factor behind disease? And you'll hear all the emotional stuff. And if you get specific and you say, well, among all the different repressions, which creates more chronic pain, disease, mental health addiction. Is it anger repression, sadness repression, hurt repression? Just compare the repressions just to see. And it'll tell you anger repression creates more suffering, more various kinds of suffering, including anxiety. It's like we're these animals who've been conditioned to be civilized, and we have to store a tremendous amount of energy, which is then harmful for our mental and physical health. And yet there's a safe and effective way to process that, but the conditioning itself creates anxiety around that. So I hope you don't get caught on the issue of, I'm not saying that emotional repression creates all suffering. I'm saying, because science says all this, if I were you, I would start with the premise that yours does. And then we have testing to see if it does. And then you can verify it. And so if you think about your argument that all that Scott's saying that is all for naught, because when it comes right down to it, if yours comes from repression, that's all you need to know. And if you sit there and say, oh, he's saying it all does, and you never go down into your body, what's that tell you? You probably have something you're avoiding down there, buried emotions. You can't win because the body keeps the score. The mind can't outsmart the suffering that the body produces. That's why I say go to science, because it helps educate you so that your mind won't say things like that. Because the truth is when you go to the science, you'll see there are many factors to disease. But we're talking about the main driver and also the thing that's most within our hands to transform around, because these buried emotions are right here in our bodies. If it was just genetics and environment and there was nothing we could do about it, wouldn't that suck? So there is something. I mean, aren't you glad that anxiety isn't mostly caused by, pollution? I mean, you'd probably be at the doorstep of your senators, of course, fixing that problem. Or would you? I don't know. But it would be out of reach. This is within the reach of all of us, if you go inward, to discover that, in fact, the science is right. My anxiety is not the pollution. It's the buried anger and or hurt, sadness. Because my partner, Chester, had to deal with anxiety quite regularly, and his main repression was not anger. It was hurt. I mean, look, if you've lived as a child on Earth, you could very well have anxiety, no matter what you had to bury. But if you think of the mere force and power of anger and holding something like that back, of course at the surface you're going to see something like fear. But also, because if we don't know who and what we are, because we have buried emotions, we have to go around being afraid of people and even being ourselves, because we don't know what that is if we have buried emotions. So we're self-conscious or anxious around people. But still, again, because of what we bury. This is Freud. It's really sad, though, that it's now within our fingertips in the science. We have so many different things like Freud and that line of research, and then we've got the trauma research. We've got so much for context to help us understand the issue now. But what we really have to focus on is our resistance. Because who wants to feel buried anger to give up anxiety when, here's what you'll find, the system produces the anxiety to stay safe from the buried anger. It's just safer, in other words, for a system with anger repression to experience anxiety at the surface than it is to go in there and get angry, yell and scream at loved ones, or be completely authentic, even if you don't scream, just say, I'm angry, you've hurt me, or whatever. It's not going to happen. Not with anger repression. So anger repression is a lot of quiet suffering. This is one way that people quietly suffer. There's social phobias where I have a family member who couldn't go out of the house. Just was riddled with anxiety around people and social situations. And it's crippling. But at the same time, if you understand trauma, the system is protecting him. Doesn't make it feel any better, but like so many people, he wasn't open to hear something like this because of the resistance. We get love, approval, and stay safe growing up by not doing this. Going to buried anger. The first thing you should know is that the process itself here is safe. The second thing you should know is that your resistance is just a part of the conditioning itself. So there would be no way that the conditioning of anger repression would just get up and say, oh yeah, let's just go process the buried anger and just be done with all suffering, including anxiety. And then actually follow through with it without resisting and then finish it off. Because the buried anger has conditioning with it to make sure that doesn't happen. Well, just to make sure it's unconscious, it stays unconscious. And so we don't know it's there, for one. We don't have the skill to reach it, two. But also, it's keeping us safe. So by being unconscious and producing that anxiety, we're safe. And by being not aware of the source, we remain safe from that source, says the conditioning. The fear, it is fear in the body of anger, is what anger repression is. Fear, and then therefore, if you think about it, it's fear of being yourself. Not that what we really are is just angry. That's one of the things that anger repression conditioning will imagine in order to psych itself out from doing this work. So I'm just going to be angry or other things like that. No, anger repressors are already angry. They buried it. And that's why the anxiety is there. So are you going to lose everyone? Well, first of all, you're not going to be angry all the time. That's a myth, a false myth. You will, it's your authenticity that will put to rest the suffering. And authenticity, of course it could be anger one day at someone, if that's authentic. But it's so much more depthful than how your conditioning might imagine it. Because when you do work with any buried emotions, you're working with core fear, and that's very vulnerable. And when you get there, you'll see that there are unmet childhood needs there. I mean, you could just call it that. It just means I need safety. I need love. And as long as that's unconscious in the body, think about how that would produce anxieties. Going around everywhere, I need safety. I need you to love me. Please love me. Keep me safe. And that we don't ever really mention it or talk about it or even be aware of it. It's so buried. But then, of course, we're looking to each other feel safe within ourselves or to find love when it's really this part of ourselves, this buried part that if we would open to it, we'd find that safety within finally. Finally, it's safe to just be ourselves fully. And we would find the love. I mean, we are that. We just, here's our buried anger blocking us. Can't love that part. Life is just kind of an anxiety. I mean, emotional repression produces a life potentially of just fear-based living. If nothing, if you don't have anxiety, how could you be comfortable? I wasn't either. In a body that is just driven by fear. That's why so many people are suffering. But see, now We've got KI. And it just, it changes everything. As long as you do it the way we developed it, remember that it's supported by science. So if anxiety comes up, we take you to the buried anger, trusting your body, of course. We don't invite you to experiment and go to other places. That wouldn't be KI. We show you where to go because we've discovered it ourselves as we've developed it, and we've tracked the science to make sure, is this connected to that? Is that connected? And are these core fears truly driving things? And that's why it works. But you'll resist it. We all do. Because again, it's safer to resist, even to have anxiety, to the system than it is to feel and express anger. But that's just smoke and mirrors, because it isn't about becoming an angry person. Remember, say it together, we're already angry, we buried it. It's about being ourselves, and that is not for me at all, either an angry or an anxious experience. But I had to allow all that, of course, for it to be the freedom that it is. Okay, so if anybody wants to work with anxiety, the thing about my 90-day intensive, if you want to know how it connects to anxiety, if that's your issue, is when we can focus on a single issue, it's like when I focused on my chronic nerve pain, we find the very conditioning that drives most of whatever your suffering is. You know, as we said, it depends on what you find. But it's just focusing on one single issue is very enlightening, because then you learn, or it just by extension, if your anxiety goes down, you'll see this pain go down over here and this relationship change. If you want to just make anxiety the focus, it depends on if one or two things take up your focus. Some people will just come to the intensive to work on themselves without that kind of single focus. In the description, there's a link to come talk to me for free to see if that one-on-one program or intensive is a fit for you. Also, the link, if one-on-one is not right for you, you can click on that link and you'll see the description for my KI Jumpstarter group. Thank you for listening and for bearing with me last few episodes. I've had a bit of a cold. Thank you.